Hello, my name is Becca Cooper, and this podcast is a part of Wichita State's Criminal Justice 391 class called Controversy and Corrections. Today, I would like to talk about the death penalty. The death penalty is such a hot topic right now because there are 2,715 death row inmates as of May 26, 2018. The death penalty has a lot of important issues along with it, including the drugs or method used, the appeals process in which it goes through, the time length it takes for someone to be executed, false convictions, and the racial unfairness. The first issue, drugs or methods used. This is controversial because there's no right combination of drugs to use, but a popular one used today is a three-drug combo, which includes an anesthetic, which is pentobarbital. The next thing would be pancronium bromide, which is a paralytic agent. And then the final drug used is potassium chloride, which stops the heart and leads to death. The issue with this is that there has been a number of botched executions. This could be that the people still felt the pain in that what goes on, and then the last steps, the stopping of the heart, doesn't always work right away, so people have been known to pretty much just suffocate to death, which is a awful way to die. There are other methods used, which include electrocution, lethal gas, firing squad, and hanging. These aren't as commonly used because obviously there's more chance of a botched execution if you were to electrocute someone or hanging. I haven't really heard of a lot of things on lethal gas and firing squad, but with hanging, obviously, you know, the rope could go in the wrong spot, leading to a pretty terrible way to die. The next issue would be the appeals process or case in general. It is very, very costly for someone to go through a capital murder trial. In the state of Oklahoma, for example, a capital case costs 3.2 times higher than a non-capital case. And in the state of Kansas, defense costs are $400,000 per case compared to $100,000 for a non-capital case. The third issue is the time length for someone to be executed. This is for a number of reasons, one being the appeals process, which includes mandatory steps to make sure that this is the correct person without a doubt, no uncertainty that they did this crime, because no one wants to convict somebody and then execute them and find out that it is not them that did it. It's, for example, there are still 10 people in the state of Kansas and on death row right now, and they're still there. The number of executions in the state of Kansas since 1976, when the death penalty was enacted, was zero, but Kansas enacted the death penalty themselves in 1994, but the last execution in the state of Kansas was in 1959, and the two people executed were Richard Hitchcock and Perry Smith for the quadruple murder of the Clutter family. This was made famous by the book In Cold Blood by Truman Capote. I highly recommend reading the book and watching the movie. The next issue is false convictions. Between 2007 and 2017, there were 83 false convictions in the United States. People sentenced to death row. This is an issue because obviously if someone was falsely convicted and executed, there is no going back, because once you're dead, there's no coming back from it. So I don't see this being a humongous issue, but obviously it is. The next issue is racial unfairness. A study in North Carolina, the odds of receiving a death sentence is 3.5 times higher if the victim was white than any other race. And also, since 1976, there have been 393 black defendants executed for killing a white victim, while only 31 white defendants have been executed for killing a black victim. This is very well seen that there is a racial difference. I've seen that people of color are more likely sentenced to death. It is very picked at random, but more often than not, it is them. It's not really fair. And another unfairness that I have seen is between genders. I saw a case where a man and a woman committed murder together, and I don't remember exactly what they did, but they killed somebody, and the man got the death penalty, and the woman only got life without the possibility of parole. This is seen very, very widely, as most people know that there's not a lot of women on death row. One of the most famous women convicted and sentenced to death is Aileen Wuornos in the state of Florida. There are obviously two sides to the death penalty. The for side is all about eye for an eye and justice for the victim. The justice system obviously wants justice for that victim, and the death penalty would be the ultimate punishment for that. That's the end game. Once your appeals process is through and you finally get to that point, it's the ultimate justice for them. According to the website, the death penalty costs the government less opposed to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. I think this is saying, like, if someone was executed, they wouldn't have to worry about room and board costs, they wouldn't have to worry about medical costs, they wouldn't have to worry about food or things along that nature, because once you execute someone, you don't have to pay for all that stuff. Well, if you're life imprisonment, you have to pay that for the rest of their life if they're there. Also, another popular thing is people getting their sentence commuted to life without the possibility of parole. This is showing more sympathy towards the offender rather than the victim, or the victim's family. This isn't very right for them, so they want the death penalty for that purpose. On the flip side, for the against side, innocent people are wrongly executed. There's a lot of cases out there that people have seen, and mostly of them are people of color. Another issue is the cost of the cases and stuff like that. And then I've also known that the drugs are very, very, very expensive. The next thing would be revenge and a retribution standpoint. It's the court system coming at other people for killing someone. There are multiple people on death row. I mean, there are multiple people that have been sentenced to life without the possibility of parole that did pretty heinous crimes. I think an example would be the BTK crimes. If you don't know who that is, this is Dennis Rader. He's also known as BTK, standing for Buy and Torture Kill. He killed 10 people. And because his crimes were not in the state, or because his crimes were in the time frame where Kansas did not have the death penalty, he did not get it. And he's probably one of the top people that deserved the death penalty. So it's just really a revenge and retribution standpoint. A lot of people think life in prison is a worse punishment, having to sit there for the rest of their life, not be free, not be on the outside world, having to think about what they've done. And my personal experience, personal research, I've seen that it is more often than not used to get convictions. Prosecutors will go to the defendant and say, hey, if you confess right now to this crime, I will take the death penalty off the table. We won't push for the death penalty. So it's used to get confessions and convictions, honestly. That could be, you know, innocent people going into prison because they're scared to get the death penalty, or just people or them just scaring them so they don't have to get the death penalty. So it's used as a tactic in the courtroom to get confessions and convictions rather than its actual purpose. So I would like you guys to think about this question. If you had a family member murdered and it was pretty heinous, so whether that be, and you define heinous, whether that be being shot, being stabbed, being dismembered, strangled, whatever, would you rather the person that committed this crime sit in their cell for the rest of their life and think about what they've done, whether that could be a good or bad thing? It could be that they're not remorseful at all. They like the crime that they did. They don't really care how it makes the family feel. Or it could be that they are really remorseful and they wish they never done it, and they have to think about it for the rest of their life, the decisions that they made. Or would you rather them be executed and never have to think about it a day in their life? It's the ultimate punishment. They're gone and they can't hurt society anymore, and it's justice for you and the rest of your family. This question is what goes into my personal view on the death penalty. Amongst other things, I am a pretty 50-50 on the death penalty. For me, especially in the state of Kansas, which is where I'm from, we haven't used it since 1959. I don't really see us using it anytime soon. There's no point in it being there if we're not going to use it. And two people in the state of Kansas, the Carr brothers, and if you don't know who those two are, they are two brothers who committed a string of crimes, ultimately leading into 3 murders and 1 attempted murder. They did horrible, horrible things to these people, which I will not get into because the details are very graphic. But ultimately, they took them out to this field. Most of the 4 people were completely naked, some of them having just shirts on. They executed them in this field and left them to die. And one of them, being very, very brave, ran through multiple barbed wire fences in freezing cold weather. This was in the middle of winter. Anyways, these two people committed this horrible, horrible crime, and they are currently in the courts right now trying to get their sentence commuted to life without the possibility of parole. Now, to me, that is very unfair. These two people are very, very deserving of the death penalty. What they did was awful. And if these two people are going to get off, then what is the point of having the death penalty? On the flip side, I do see the point of the death penalty. Obviously, I do think that they deserve the death penalty. But again, if Kansas is not going to use it, I don't really see the point in it. Another big issue for me is just the unfairness of it all. Like, the racial, the gender unfairness is just too much. I think if the death penalty is going to be a thing, there should be certain criteria met. But then again, how do you set that criteria? But ultimately, I think I would say I'm more against the death penalty, just in the aspect that no one, or especially in the state of Kansas, does not really use it, and the people that deserve it, i.e. the Carr brothers and Dennis Rader or BTK, aren't getting the death penalty. So what is the point of keeping it? And if I looked at it from the question I asked you guys earlier, I would rather have them think about what they did to my family member, whether they're not remorseful or not. I want them to be there for the rest of their life. So that was my take on the death penalty. I hope you guys liked this podcast. So yeah, thank you.